You are listening to Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. I'm your host, Chanel Scott. I'm a psychic medium and energy healer who has been supporting those on a spiritual journey for over a decade. I'm your tour guide into the world of the unknown, showing you that the magic of the universe is at your fingertips. I believe spirituality is simple and fun, and this podcast will make it easily accessible, giving you the real talk on all things divine and spiritual, helping you to step into the flow. Manifesting your dreams because we all deserve to be living our best life. Are you ready for an adventure? Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to a new episode of Directions from a Spiritual Tour Guide podcast. My name is Chanel. I'm your host and your spiritual tour guide on this journey we call life. Spirit guides spoke today, and they were very clear that we needed to do a little energy work tonight for the podcast, so I'm always happy to oblige that request. There has been so much movement of energy over the last few weeks. It really has been kind of exhausting. Last week's energy was a little wild and crazy, leading up to the new, to the lunar eclipse and the full moon, not the new moon. The energy was just so erratic and kind of chaotic almost. It was a lot to take in. So coming out of that, we felt that for a few more days, but we have noticed the energy shift and it's just gotten to be the calm. And sadly, what keeps popping into my head when I say that is the calm before the storm. And I say storm, but not in a negative way. The energy shift that is happening for the spring equinox feels really big. It feels like the energy is just very big and very expansive, which for some people, this is going to be incredibly uncomfortable. And you might find that you get some ascension symptoms. Flu and nausea seems to be a big one, as well as headaches. Those are the two that really kind of come up for me when I connect to this energy, just because it's going to be overwhelming. It's going to be high vibration. So what my spirit guides have asked me to do is actually do a little bit of recalibration and energy work with you. Well, your body has an opportunity to kind of start to open up to the frequencies and the energies and just to kind of settle in. So this is actually going to, the purpose of this energy work is to open your frequencies to receive this new energy in the calmest way possible, in the most natural way possible. And it'll just start to open some of the energy centers and the frequencies that need to be opened. So can find a comfortable place to settle in, whether that is a moving meditation or you can find a quiet spot to settle and just listen. And then just allow yourself to find that place of stillness. Maybe close your eyes if it's safe for you, if it's comfortable for you. And then let's just elongate the breath. Let the inhale be a little longer and fuller. Let the exhale be slow. Feel your body relaxing a little deeper with every breath. And as you settle here, allow yourself to just become aware of your own energy. Not trying to move it or change it in any way. Simply just becoming aware of yourself here in this space. Then allow yourself to just be in a great big energy bubble. Surround yourself in this bright white light. And feel the incredible lightness in this bubble. It's as if you no longer weigh anything at all and you are just floating here. Completely weightless. Floating. Free. And if your mind tries to step in and feel the heaviness or disregard your ability to float, just ask it to step back to the side, to wait its turn. Because right now, we don't need our logical minds to tell us what we can do. Instead, breathe in that bright white light. Breathe it in deep into your body and into your soul and just feel yourself becoming lighter and lighter. It's like everything around you becomes effortless. There is just this incredible ease to everything. To your breath. To your movement, to being here floating in this energy bubble. Anchor yourself into this frequency of lightness. It is here that they ask you to hold this new earth energy. To begin to open your energy centers, your chakras, those that are known to you and those that are not. And allow the energy to flow through the body. Again, without awareness, we don't need to force or push or tell, just simply open. Feel the expansiveness of this light and this energy bubble that you are in. Feel the expansiveness of your own being and how big it wants to get. And it does it with ease. Again, there is no forcing or pushing. There's simply just this awareness of where we are. We feel the energy center on the top of the head, the crown chakra, opening and allowing us to truly anchor into this new energy. As we feel it come in through the top of the head, you may feel a bit of heaviness as it enters, deepening your awareness of your physical being. Gravity of our bodies. And although we need this gravity here on this earth plane, know that it does not bound you, that your soul and your energy is still completely free. You may choose to feel it as heaviness, or you may choose to float one foot after the other on the ground. The amount of ease or force is your choice, but we encourage you to find the path of least resistance, to open to the flow and to the awareness, rather than to push and to force your way through life, as this is never how it was meant to be. Move into the alignment with this new frequency and allow it to guide you, to to open your awareness fully and completely. You are safe here in this bright light. You are safe to be who you truly are, to own your truth, your integrity, your authenticity. It is through your own energy, your shining bright, that you make the world a better place. Now return to this earthly plane. Feel your feet back on the ground. But notice how you are able to carry this lightness. You may carry it with you going forward. For this is part of this new energy that we are experiencing here on Earth. We have gifted you with this frequency, so you may understand the lightness that you must carry. So we thank my spirit guides for sharing with us today. Allow yourself to feel your presence back in your physical body, your awareness here in this space. This new frequency we are moving into is definitely higher vibration. It might feel a little shaky, vertigo, heart palpitations, or racing. Just be and breathe. There's no forcing, no numbing, no avoiding. Just acceptance and openness. I am here for whatever it brings. Thank you for letting me share a little energy work and my spirit guides with you tonight. I hope this assists in you working with the energy of the equinox this week. If you are looking for a little soulful connection and self-care, join me on Friday, March 21st, this Friday. At 7 p.m. at Dundas Yoga and Fitness for a little spa yoga. I am hosting with Suzanne Weaver, who is an esthetician and eminence rep, and we are going to be sharing a little gentle yoga, lymphatic drainage, a little facial massage. You're going to get a face mask. Those that join get a takeaway as well. There are still lots of spaces left. If you are interested, you can head over to dundasyoga.com to register. Also, next week, I'm teaching a free beginner's workshop on Tuesday, the 25th at 7:15 p.m. at Dundas Yoga and Fitness. You can join me on Zoom on Wednesday, the 26th, March 26th, for past life regression. It is a group Zoom past life regression. It's $25. And then finally, I am at Mystic Ramen on Thursday, the 27th, for ramen and a reading. You get a delicious Mystic Ramen combo as well as a mini private reading with me. You can book that through mysticramen.ca. Thanks everybody for joining me, and happy spring.